How do I fix my garage door and garage door panels? The garage door is one of the most important parts of our homes, but it is also one of the most frequently overlooked. Garage door installation is one of the best home improvement projects that anyone can do to gain some significant benefits. Everyone requires safety in their homes. You've already taken steps to improve your home security by purchasing a garage door. Garage doors are much safer, especially for pets and children. In the event of a security breach, some Aurora garage doors are equipped with photoelectric sensors that detect when the doors are opened or closed. This will also provide more security for all of your belongings. With so many different design elements, colors, and finishes to choose from, purchasing a garage door may come down to personal preference. When you install a high-quality garage door, you increase the value of your home. Garage door installation will make a good impression on serious buyers. Buyers aren't just interested in appearances. Common garage problems and how to fix them? If opening or closing the garage door is difficult, start with these garage door troubleshooting methods. If the garage door won't open or close, make sure the garage electrical breaker is in the right spot and that the opener is plugged in. Replace the keypad or remote control batteries. Examine the exterior controls. The external controls, such as the wall switch, keypad, or remote control, may be the cause of a garage door opener not closing or opening while it is plugged in. Check to see if the remote control antenna on the garage door opener motor is in place and in good condition. The remote control might need to be replaced even if it has batteries and is being used within the proper range. Verify the safety sensors on the garage door. The safety sensors, which are intended to stop the door from shutting on a person or object, may not be working properly if the garage door won't close all the way or closes and opens instantly. To make sure that no debris is obscuring the eye, carefully clean the sensors using a soft cloth and a mild cleanser. Wipe away moisture and debris gently, being careful not to harm the sensors. Set the limit switches for the garage door. A garage door opener motor has switches that indicate when it should stop while opening and closing the door as a safety precaution. The door may not be able to fully close or open if the close limit or open limit switches are wrongly configured. Verify the garage door opener system. The garage door opener may have a mechanical issue if it is receiving power but is still not functioning properly. The primary gear drive may need to be replaced if the door won't open but the engine sounds to be running. Check garage door springs and cables. Torsion springs and cables are essential for lifting your garage door. Over time, the cables and springs in the garage door might deteriorate, and broken ones can make the door impossible to open. It can be risky to replace a spring, so think about hiring a door expert. Examine the garage door's rails and tracks. If the motor and controls operate properly but the door still won't open, there can be an issue with the tracks and rails of the garage door. A metal track that the garage door moves along to open and close can break down if it becomes misaligned. By removing the screws holding the track to the frame, realign it. Automatic garage doors are made to open and close when the remote control is used to trigger them. These doors can operate efficiently and trouble-free for a very long time with proper maintenance. Nevertheless, despite routine upkeep, something might still go wrong and cause your garage door opener to stop working. When the door gets caught midway and won't close all the way down or closes smoothly but reverses and opens up at that point, this is a regular issue with garage door openers. To save money on unneeded repairs or issues that you could simply remedy, however, there are a few things you should check before calling a garage door company professional. Of course, you can always bring in Aurora's garage door repair experts to identify and resolve the issue if the ones listed below don't seem to be the issue. Misaligned or obstructed sensors. The positioning of the infrared beams must be perfect for garage door sensors to function. In layman's words, the photo eyes or infrared sensors should be able to constantly see each other. The sensors primarily serve as a safety feature to guard against mishaps that would occur if the garage doors were to close in on someone, an animal, or something caught in the doorway. To correctly position the sensors if there is any misalignment, turn them slightly with your hand while tightening the wing nuts holding them in place. Incorrect tracks. Misaligned tracks are another problem that can be causing your garage door to become stuck or reverse partially. The guide tracks may reverse if there is too much stress or friction, leading to the opening back up. Look for anything that could cause the door to become jammed in the roller's tracks and hinges. Call a garage door repair technician to handle the situation if you believe a pulley or spring may be to blame for the issue. Fixing garage door panels. Regular use of garage doors exposes them to daily wear and tear that might put a strain on the door's interior mechanisms. Garage door panels may physically display traces of heavy use on the outside. Therefore, if your garage doors are broken, you might want to think about replacing the entire garage door or just a damaged panel. Can you replace a garage door's panels? You might want to think about garage door panel replacement if only one or two panels on a garage door were damaged in a minor accident. A simpler and more affordable option to fix your garage door is frequently to replace just one or two panels. Although it is possible to replace a complete garage door, this is usually not necessary in circumstances of less severe damage or wear and tear. Whole garage door replacements are typically saved for more serious situations and only when absolutely necessary to extend the life of your current garage door and save you money. Budget-conscious homeowners can maintain their garage doors and assure the durability of their investment by replacing just one panel of the door. Singular panel replacement. Consider replacing a single panel if one of your garage door's sections is broken in order to restore the door's functioning and appearance. One garage door panel can be changed without needing to replace the entire garage door. If a garage door panel is showing indications of damage from an accident or is aging more quickly than the others, you can purchase new panels to fix the problem. Multi-panel replacement. You don't need to replace the entire garage door if a few garage door pieces become broken. For instance, replacing two panels rather than the complete garage door may be more cost-effective if two out of the four were damaged in a minor accident. You might need to replace the garage door if the majority of your panels, say, three out of four, are damaged. As a result, it may be advisable to completely replace the garage door so that you can benefit from a new item for around the same price. Color matching panel replacement. For a garage door repair to be done right, the panels must match in color. Your garage door components may gradually deteriorate or change shade as a result of sun exposure. If a garage door panel is replaced in these circumstances without being color matched, the property's overall aesthetic and curb appeal may suffer. A professional garage door technician may assist with replacing garage door sections and make sure the color perfectly blends with your current panels. Can I replace my garage door panels myself? Yes, however, it's crucial to have a garage door professional take their place for the finest outcomes. It can be unsafe for anybody other than a professional to install garage doors due to their complexity and difficulty. Additionally, relying on a professional is crucial if you want to obtain the perfect color match. Garage door versus garage door panel. When should I replace it? It is normal for it to sustain significant wear and tear over the course of operation, as well as any yearly effects of extreme weather. One of the first items to deteriorate over time is believed to be door panels. Under extreme circumstances, replacing the entire garage will always be the best choice. Most homeowners believe that applying oil of some kind or tightening all loose screws will always solve the garage door issue. Different repair alternatives might not always be the answer, therefore the owner might look into replacing the garage door entirely. The key factor affecting the cost, size, and materials utilized is the decision to replace the complete garage. A garage door's broken garage springs can be replaced for $150 to $350. Since your garage door's springs will typically wear out at the same time, you should typically repair both springs when you replace one. Contact a professional garage door repair company right away to learn more about replacing your garage door springs. Contact the reputable garage door repair experts in Aurora from Spark Garage Doors, who can assist you in replacing your garage door systems. Please get in touch with us if you have any inquiries regarding garage door service, repair, and replacement. For regular maintenance of your existing garage door or for high-quality garage door repair, garage door replacement, and installation, call Spark Garage Doors at 720-800-9966. Thanks for watching.